Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for January 26th, 2021. This is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. On the Android side of things, Samsung's Galaxy Watch lineup is perhaps the most advanced smartwatch available. With its next generation, it looks like Samsung is going to expand its health efforts on smartwatches to include blood sugar tracking. A new report claims that, like the next Apple Watch, Samsung's next Tizen-based Galaxy Watch will be able to detect and track your blood glucose levels, more commonly known as blood sugar. This is done using an optical sensor rather than drawing blood, which is the usual way that that information is gathered. This feature is reportedly being positioned towards diabetic users, as it would save the regular finger prick that analyzes daily data. It's unclear how the accuracy of this will feature, though, compared to traditional tests. The Galaxy Watch 4 is set to be announced in the second half of 2021, presumably alongside either the Galaxy Fold 3 launch or some other new Samsung smartphone. Apparently, that watch will be one of the three new wearables being announced later this year, with a Galaxy Watch Active 3 also possibly being on the cards. In a quiet update to the Google Assistant, a new wellness section has been added, which prepares the ability for Assistant to show your health and fitness data on smart displays and more. Rolling out to users, the wellness section of Google Assistant settings replaces the sleep section that rolled out in November 2020. This new section integrates the sleep settings included in the integration with Fitbit. Currently, sleep is the only option available within this area. However, the wellness section of the Google Assistant will be able to do much more in time, as the page teases managing data on sleep, exercise, and nutrition gathered from fitness devices. Most importantly, this data is being shown proactively on compatible devices, those being Google Assistant smart displays. Right now, we can see the current Nest Hub, the Nest Hub Max, and the Lenovo Smart Clock as options for proactively showing this data, though once enabled, we didn't see the results actually appearing on screen. Presumably, this includes deeper integration with the Fitbit app and possibly Google Fit as well, but none of those features have gone live just yet. This new section is also likely being prepared ahead of a debut of Google's new Nest Hub, which we exclusively reported would ship with Soli for the purpose of sleep tracking. Google also notes that with these features turned on, anyone interacting with the smart display can see the information. Back in 2019, Google announced an initiative to build a more private web through open standards. The most ambitious aspect of the privacy sandbox is phasing out support for third-party cookies, with the Google Chrome team providing a roadmap for 2021 today. Calling the last year an incubation period, Google says 2021 will be the year of testing with continued opportunities for the web ecosystem to get involved. In the immediate future, Google touts 5 privacy sandbox proposals that are available for testing now or will be very soon in key areas that include fraud detection, the tailoring of content, first-party treatment of a company's owned and related domains, ads measurement, and a private by default way to request browser info. One plan to replace the third-party cookies used for placing ads on sites is the Federated Learning of Cohorts API, where large groups of people with similar browsing patterns are clustered together. This is referred to as a cohort and created by on-device machine learning algorithms analyzing your web history. The actual list of URLs that you visited do not leave your browser, with only the cohort ID being revealed and used for advertising purposes. The Google Ads team has been testing the FLOC algorithm and found that the proposed API could be similarly effective as third-party cookies in serving relevant interest-based ads. Public testing of FLOC in Chrome will begin with Chrome 89, while Google Ads will begin trialing with advertisers in Q2. Another aspect of the privacy sandbox is giving more control to users. Chrome 90 in April will introduce the first setting and on and off switch, with more coming down the road. This plans to let people tune whether content is tailored to them or not and keep information private. Google ended today's update by reiterating its continued desire to engage in industry forums like the W3C, as well as have active discussions with independent authorities, including privacy regulators and the UK's Competition and Markets Authority, to help identify and shape the best approach for online privacy following criticism. Watching movies when using Netflix on Android is about to get better thanks to a new audio codec that supposedly brings studio-quality auditory experiences on mobile. Netflix confirmed in a recent blog post that support has been added for the extended HEAAC with MPEG-D DRC or XHEAAC audio codec, which is where the bold studio-quality claim arises from. This new audio codec should mean that devices running Android 9 or higher will benefit from improved intelligibility in noisy environments. The codec is said to provide better overall loudness management, which means that when watching content in noisy environments, you'll have increased overall clarity and a more consistent listening experience, no matter what genre you're enjoying, using the Netflix Android app. Thanks to what they're calling seamless bitrate switching, Netflix on Android can deliver supposed studio quality audio, as bandwidth is allotted where necessary to improve the audio experience overall. It will scale automatically depending on network connection and conditions to ensure optimum listening when streaming. It's not clear how this affects the downloaded content from Netflix, as the original blog post does not mention if the XHEAC audio codec is available when watching offline content on your mobile. The only issue we can foresee will be the quality and consistency of your headphones or device speakers, though. Your overall audio experience with Netflix on Android will be heavily determined by headphones and speaker quality. Netflix found, though, that on an average, people switched to using headphones 7% less thanks to this new codec, which sounds good, but really isn't all that impressive, all things considered. However, the XHEAC codec should at least mean that when streaming videos from Netflix on your Android device, you don't need to be at full volume quite as consistently to hear your favourite shows and movies. And finally, almost a month into the new year, YouTube Music has yet to see any major changes. There have been a handful of tweaks, and today the latest involves your YouTube Music switching to grid views when displaying albums and singles on artist profiles. If a singer or band has enough albums and singles, YouTube Music will display a See All button instead of making users scroll through carousels on the artist page. This previously opened a standard list view. Following a test last month, YouTube Music is now switching over to grid views that are somewhat reminiscent of Play Music. This has the benefit of showing much larger album art, but comes at the expense of information density on mobile. Most users can only browse 6 works at a time before having to scroll, while the name and album EP label is listed below. The obvious solution for phones is giving users an option to switch between list and grid views. This tweak works better on the web app, where the extra width of a desktop or laptop screen provides quite useful in showing much more albums per page. It makes for a nice visual browsing experience that highlights the artwork the artist has chosen. Tablets also will benefit from today's change too. As of today, this YouTube Music grid view for albums and singles is widely rolling out on Android, iOS, and web following a server-side update. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then please, why not share it with a friend? It really does help the podcast grow and reach more people. And if you'd like to take the conversation yet further still, you can find me over on Twitter via @IamDemianWild. Be sure to drop me a message. I do love to hear from old and new listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.